The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good afternoon, Arizona sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Today, you can call in and participate in the conversation by dialing 888-346-9144. And this is a great topic today. You're going to want to participate in this for those of you who are former athletes, former coaches, somebody who's shaped your lives. You're going to want to participate. Today's show is going to focus on the impact of coaches. But before we get going, there was some big news this week as it relates to football coaches. Do you guys remember that movie, Wildcats, starring Goldie Hawn, LL Cool J, Wesley Snipes, Michael T. Williamson, and Woody Harrelson? Well, guess what? Life is imitating art. That's right. This story made national headlines this last weekend as the first ever woman high school football coach was named. Calvin Coolidge Senior High School in Washington, D.C. selected Natalie Randolph, a 29-year-old biology and science teacher, as their new head football coach. 15 guys applied for the job. 14 guys, I guess I should say. 14 guys applied for the job, and she was their selection. Randolph is formerly a University of Virginia track athlete and a wide receiver for the D.C. Divas of the National Women's Football Association. That's right, you heard me. She was a receiver for the D.C. Divas of the National Women's Football Association. So, she also served as an assistant coach for Woodson High School in D.C. Coolidge last season was 6-4 under their head coach, Jason Lane. And her fiance, Randolph's fiance, is also the offensive coordinator at Woodson High School. And I guess they're rival schools. So, you know, there's going to be no peace in that household the week of that game. So it's going to be interesting to see how that story plays out. I'm sure we will continue to hear more and more and more about this situation in Washington, D.C. as it develops. Hats off to her. Congratulations, Coach Randolph. So today, you know, I want to talk about coaching. You know, I was looking at Webster's Dictionary today to find the definition of coaching, and this is what Webster's Dictionary says about a coach. A coach is a person who trains an athlete or a team of athletes. You know, there are a great deal of different approaches that a coach can take to build his team, his or her team. But most often the lessons that you learn from your coach are the same. So today the topic is, what did you learn from your high school coach? What life lessons did you walk away with, and how did that coach impact your life? We're going to be joined today by several people. We've got former head basketball coach at Coconino High School, Coach Commander King. Also the former head basketball coach at Desert Vista, Coach Doug Harris. They're going to join us a little bit later to talk about life lessons that they learned from their high school coach. Now, before we get into that, I'm going to talk a little bit about my experience. You know, I sat down and thinking about this, I really, you know, I didn't have to dig much because I learned a great deal from my high school coaches, starting at the freshman level all the way up through the varsity experience. Now, not only basketball, because I played football, I played basketball, and I ran track. So my life was impacted by several coaches as I got older. And then when you move from the high school level to the college level, you get a new set of lessons that you learn, but they all seem to be built upon the same foundations and principles that most coaches try and teach. And as a coach, they're the same principles and philosophies that I try to impart in my teachings of the game to my athletes. Now, first I'm going to say the lessons that I feel I was passed to, that was given to me, were discipline, pride, sacrifice, honor, duty, loyalty, togetherness, dependability, teamwork, and then how to be coachable. Now, the last one might seem a little redundant, but really it's not. Being coachable is not something that most people can grasp or live into. Napoleon Hill says that men want to change the circumstances, but are unwilling to change themselves. They therefore remain bound. You know, as I reflect on that quote, I found in my experience that quote rings true in most of today's team atmospheres. You know, kids want to be the best. They want to act like LeBron James. They want to act like Kobe Bryant. They want to act like LaDainian Tomlinson. They want to act like a Ben Roethlisberger or Kurt Warner. But they don't want to learn the lessons to build on a foundation to be those great individuals. And those are the lessons that I talked to you about earlier. Discipline, pride, sacrifice, honor, duty, loyalty, togetherness, dependability, teamwork, and how to be coachable. You know, there's a societal bucking of hard-nosed coaches that are out there to teach these basic principles of success. You know, hard work and sacrifice being the cornerstones of these teachings. You know, the challenge for most of today's coaches is they don't have the autonomy that our coaches had when we were playing. You know, I remember when we were told to do something and it was expected that we were supposed to do it, not just by our coach, but by our parents as well. If I ever complained to my parents about a coach, I was told, just be quiet and do what the man told you to do. He has a reason for telling you to do this, this, and this. You may not see the reason behind it. It may not appear to you until 5, 6, 7 games from now, but just do what he told you to do. He's in charge. Nowadays, kids are excused from doing what a coach says, if it makes them uncomfortable, or if they think they have a better way of doing it. What? I mean, are you kidding me? You didn't want to because you didn't feel like it, because you felt like you had a better way? Mommy and Daddy said, what? You know, enabling behavior is weakening our youth. You know, parents, you got to wake up. What are you doing to these kids? Unbelievable how we have shifted from sports being the area. You know, I remember a quote from Bobby Knight, and Bobby Knight said, now I understand that a lot of people think he's a very controversial coach. Bobby Knight is not a controversial coach. Bobby Knight is an old school throwback coach. Now I understand some of his methods seem a little out there, but if you strip them away and you look at it, he's basically teaching people how to be disciplined and to think. Now, see, that's the challenge nowadays. You can't expect kids to think. They're just supposed to react. You know, they saw it on TV, so they should be able to do it this way. No, you have to think. Bobby Knight is a thinking person's coach. Now, let me get back to where I was going with this. Okay, so now you look at a coach like a Bobby Knight, and Bobby Knight said, In an interview and in one of his books a long time ago, he said, look, if a kid on my team is learning more in the classroom than he's learning in my gym during practice, I'm going to go sign up for that class. Now, think about that for a second. If a kid is learning more in a classroom than he's learning in my gym, I'm going to go sign up for that class. Now, immediately people say, well, Bobby Knight should have taken physics. Bobby Knight should have taken this. Bobby Knight. No, his quote is referencing work ethic, hard work, discipline, pride, all those things I mentioned earlier. Now, Mike Leach right now is being vilified all over ESPN and all over the news, and they're taking quotes that he used, and they're pulling them out, and they're using chunks of them, and they're saying that this is what he meant. If you listen to his speech and his rants continuously, he's not talking about anybody's religion. He did say, you guys who are consider yourself the God Squad, you're out there praying on the football field, that's fine. He was basically saying to them in his quote, look, if you're going to pray on the field, that's fine, pray. But when you play football with the same conviction that you are praying and using in your religious life, in your spirituality. So you have to listen to it all in its context. That is a life lesson that he is trying to teach these kids that are playing for him, who obviously, in his opinion, were not giving him everything they had. Now, see, here's a funny thing. I did not know what I was capable of until I had a coach that pushed me beyond the point that I thought I was going to break. Again, I didn't know what I was capable of until I was pushed beyond the point where I thought I would break. Once I was pushed beyond that point, then I realized, okay, I'm capable of much more. And if that's the case, then I must be capable of even more. So you accept that push from your coach. Today's panelists are going to discuss this very phenomenon and how it's impacting coaching today. What lessons did we learn from our high school coach, and how did it help us in our life? See, this is the scary thing. If they're not getting it in the classroom, because I teach, and I know that I can push kids, but I can't push kids too hard, and I can't push them in the gym or on the football field, then where am I going to be able to teach these kids these lessons? Man. It's a great topic. I hope you feel the energy behind it. This is the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a break. We'll be back, and we're going to be joined by one of our guests. We'll be back in a few seconds.
I found a game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
Listen for The American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. If you want to participate in today's conversation, you can give us a call at 888-346-9144. Now, we are joined by former head basketball coach at Coconino High School and friend of the program, Coach Commander King. Coach, you there?
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing awesome, man. Good to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, okay, so I've got a couple questions I want to ask you, and I know we only have this next segment with you, so I want to get from you as much input as possible, so we're going to jump right into it.
All right.
You know, the first and foremost, the biggest question I have for you is, what did you learn from your high school coach?
You know, and just in listening to your first segment there, I think some of the things that I learned that stick out for me were accountability, responsibility, definitely pride, and I think more than anything, teamwork and loyalty. So I think for me, those are some of the main things that stick out.
Okay. Now, when you were in the middle of the lessons that you were learning, you know, did you appreciate what was being trained, what was being taught or put into you?
You know, I think that's a two-sided question because, I mean, I think we all experience, like you said, I mean, at that point where, you know, sometimes you're thinking, why is he doing this? Why is he being hard on me? But it came to that point where, yeah, I did appreciate it. I think it definitely helped me to get where I wanted to be, especially in a basketball sense. And then I think more importantly, how to deal with people on a life basis and you know, in the general public.
Now, was your coach a tough coach? Was he a strict coach?
Yes, indeed. My coach, his name was Jody Gardner. He was very strict, but he was down to earth. He got after us. He made us work hard. He challenged us to do things the right way always. And when we weren't doing it that way, you know, he definitely got after us. And I tell my kids, the kids that I used to coach, a story about us taking a trip to Phoenix. When I played out in California, we came out to Phoenix for a high school tournament, and the first game we played was against Corona del Sol, and they had Lamont Long at the time. And I ended up guarding him, and I was going into it, and my head was gone. I was scared. I'd heard all this stuff about him, and the team needed me to lock him up, and I was just not into it. So he goes out in the first half and scores 31, and I'm like, I'm losing my mind. And we go into the locker room at halftime, and he let everybody go, and then he kept me behind. And he got into me in a way like most parents probably wouldn't appreciate it in this day and age. But at that time, that's what I needed to get going. And we go out in the second half, and I lock Lamont up for 3 points. We ended up losing by one, but I had to learn that lesson, was that I wasn't ready, and I let my team down. But it was something that I could learn from for future reference.
So now, so let me ask you this. In playing for somebody who was tough, why'd you stick it out? Well, why did you stick through, even though, I mean, you know, if he was on you and he was in you, why did you just stick that out?
Because, you know, I think I started to learn those values of teamwork and responsibility and accountability and loyalty to my teammates and sacrifice. And those things became important to me to the point where they were things that I just started to do every day. And it wasn't about the coach being hard on me or the things that he may have wanted me to do that I didn't like. But I knew that it was for the betterment of me, my teammates, and that would reflect well on my family and then our school. So it was worth it to me.
Now, when did you realize the importance of your coach's impact in your life? When did you truly grasp all the stuff that he taught you and thought, wow, okay, now I get it all?
You know, when I started coaching myself, I think. I remember, you know, being a young coach right out of college. My college career was over, and I started coaching, and I'm only, you know, 21, 22, and, you know, and I was having trouble with some of my direction and how I was coaching the kids. And, you know, I remember talking to him and him telling me to, you know, these are the things you have to stick with, and you have to have core principles, and you have to be disciplined, and you have to have accountability for your kids. And it all sunk in, and you know, once those things, I started to do those things, and the kids started to turn around, and our program started to turn around, the wins started to come, you know, it was just like, wow, I mean, those things do work. And not just because I was a player at the time, but they work now that I'm a coach. Go ahead.
So would you have your kid play for your coach?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like, without question. You know, I wouldn't hesitate to put my kid in his school because I know my kid is going to get something out of it. And you know what? More importantly, he's going to get something out of it, yes, on the basketball court. He's going to learn how to play the game the right way, and he's going to learn the history of the game. And, you know, he may have a great career. But you know what? More importantly, I know my son would leave high school ready for life in a better way than he came in. So I wouldn't hesitate to have my son play for that coach, or my daughters for that matter.
Okay. So now let me ask you this question. Do you feel that, I mean, because you said your coach was kind of hard-nosed, do you feel that you can coach the same way today that you were coached when you were growing up?
That's a tough one because it's becoming more apparent that in some places that is not possible. Here up in Flagstaff, when I was coaching at Coconino High School, I had a great administration, and they let me do what I needed to do, and they didn't butt in. When I was wrong, they let me know about it, and it wasn't a big thing where, you know, I was going to get suspended or there was going to be an investigation or anything like that. It was just me and the principal talking. He said, hey, maybe you can handle this a certain way. But that rarely happened, and they rarely allowed parents to come in and tell me how to do my job because I wasn't going to have it. I told them up front, if it ever becomes the point where the parents are going to try to dictate how I coach and how I try to develop these kids, which I know I'm doing in the best interest of these kids, then I'll just go elsewhere. But that never came to the point. Now, is that the same situation that maybe in Phoenix or Los Angeles? You know, it depends. I think it depends on where you go. But it is a scary thing that it's starting to become more so in the opposite direction.
Okay, so in this question, now before I ask this question, let me preface it by saying I know that there are a few coaches that fall within this question, but I think they're coming towards the end of their careers, not starting them. So now,
right.
Here's my question. Do you see coaches lasting 15 to 20 years at the same school anymore? Do you think that's something that's going to be a future trend, or do you think that that's not something that can happen any further?
Yeah, I think that's I honestly think that's a decreasing trend, unfortunately. I think in today's age, you got too many people out there that are worried about wins and losses and what can you do for me lately as far as getting my kid exposure and this and that, and they're not seeing the overall picture of, you know, them, you're developing their children and in the right way, and they're growing up to be respectful, and it's just not, it's too much. I think there's too much individualism and self-greed amongst some high school kids and some parents who are living vicariously through their kids. And you know, they complain, and you go to administration, and some administrators, they, you know, instead of backing you, they'd rather just push it out the door so they didn't have to deal with it, which is truly unfortunate.
Okay. So life lessons that you say you took away from the game, okay, sum those up again.
I said accountability, responsibility, teamwork, sacrifice, and loyalty.
All things that you need in your life today, in your interaction in business, in your personal life with your significant others, and dealing with your kids. All
Indeed.
Lessons that you have to have as a foundation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, Coach, do you want to impart some information to young coaches coming into the profession now, that you think you've learned that helps you? Because we only have a couple minutes before break, but I want you to be able to pass on some words of wisdom.
Well, you know, I think it's important for all coaches who get into the profession to make sure that they communicate as much as they can with their administration and be upfront with them from the very beginning and let them know what it is that your goals are as far as building a program, and not so much in just the basketball sense. You know, you have to let people know that you're in it to develop young men. I think, you know, in my experience as a coach, and I look back now, the best thing apart from winning games, more importantly than that, whenever I see one of my former players now, which is the most awesome thing, is the first thing that happens is either my kids come up to me and they shake my hand and they ask me how I'm doing and how my family's doing, or even better, most of my kids will give me a hug and say, "Hey, coach, man, I miss playing for you, and I miss those days." And that means a lot to me because I know that I made a difference. And you see them going out to the community, and they're doing positive things. I've had four or five kids going to the service and serve in Iraq and come back, and now they have families. And you know, that tells me that they're getting it. They know that you know, basketball is a tool that can get them to where they want to be, but they've learned something about dealing with people and respecting their teammates and others, and just like they have to do at home with their family and in their jobs and the workplace. So I think it's important that coaches really, really put an emphasis on that when they're dealing with administrators, so that these administrators know that you are really in it for these kids, and that you have positive intentions, and that you want to do the best. You want to see the best for them, the school, and the community. And,
well, Coach, you know what? We got to take a break. All words of wisdom. I want to thank you for being on. Hopefully we'll see you roaming the sidelines here shortly.
Hey, I'm hoping.
We'll talk again soon, Coach. I appreciate you being on the show.
Hey, no
this
problem.
Is the Coach's God. Corner. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few with a couple other guests.
We just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires. To be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender, heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely, and we are talking today about what did you learn from your high school coach. Now, this topic is a great topic because it's interwoven into life lessons that you take away from your high school coach, no matter what sport you played. And we just heard from Coach Commander King up at the Flagstaff area. He shared with us his experience. Now we have on the line joining us two gentlemen. One is former head basketball coach over at Desert Vista, Coach Doug Harris. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. And then we have also joining us assistant varsity coach over at Chaparral High School, Ben Buchanan, who's a local product, and he's going to talk to us. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right, gentlemen. So the question I have for you is, what did you learn from your high school coach? We can go ahead and start with you, Doug.
Oh, okay. Of course, you all know I played at Corona, and I played for one of the most legendary coaches in the state of Arizona, Sam DeWayne Sr. Biggest thing I learned from him is just, you know, it wasn't really on the basketball court. It was about life, you know, and how to appreciate life and waking up every day. How to appreciate you have, God bless you, with two legs, arms, you know, able to think and be an impact in someone's life. And that's the biggest thing I learned from him, how to appreciate life, how to enjoy life, how to make the most of every day, and how to give that back to other people.
Okay, good. Ben?
Similar to Doug, I played here locally at Greenway High School for Coach Howard Mueller, who, again, is one of the great coaches in the state of Arizona. And similar to Doug, you know, he not only did he teach me a lot about basketball and how the game should be played, but he taught me how to be a better man and actually kind of influenced me to get into the coaching.
Okay. So now, when you were in the middle of the lessons that you were learning, did you appreciate what was taking place? Or did you not really grasp what was happening?
I didn't think it. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Doug.
All right. Thank you, Ben. I just think at that age, you're a young man. Your mind's still developing. The way you look at life, your perspectives are still shaping and coming in. At the point in time when your coaches or mentors are, you know, teaching you things, I don't think you fully grasp them. You grasp them to a certain extent. Which carries you over that year or maybe 2 years or your whole high school experience, but you really don't truly understand until you moved on to college and then after college. And then you start having a family or you start getting into coaching and you really start picking up those concepts that he was trying to teach or they were trying to teach you.
Okay, Ben?
You're exactly right. And I actually had a little guidance from my parents when I was younger, and I had a decision to make when I was in eighth grade to either go to Moon Valley, which was our rival high school, or go to Greenway. And one of the main reasons we went to Greenway was because of Coach Wheeler and what he believed in and what he taught. And it's one of those things that when I was playing, I really didn't understand and appreciate what he taught. But, you know, as I've gotten older and now as I've started coaching the past 4 or 5 years, I've kind of used some of his teachings and his mentality with some of our kids, which has been great.
Okay. So now you guys kind of answered a couple questions there with one answer, which is great. So now my question is, would you have your kid play for that coach today?
Without a question, 100% I would, because I knew my son's going to get taught the many, many valuable lessons in life and how to be a better person. That are going to, you know, not only help him and assist him at that high school level, but also as he graduates and move on to the next part of his life. So I would definitely have my son play for my high school coach.
Okay. Coach Buchanan.
And I have to follow up with that as well. Unfortunately, I don't know how long or much longer Coach Miller will be doing this. If you guys know him, he won his first championship last year, and he struggled this year with his team. And I don't know if he will be back. I haven't talked to him about it, but if he would, and if I had a son, I would definitely let him play for him.
Okay, so now that leads me to the next question. Because this question now, I know, like I said in the last segment, before I asked this question, let me preface it by saying I know that there are a few coaches like Coach Mueller who have who fall within this question because they're at the end of their career, and they're not starting them. So now the question is this: do you see the coaches coming into the profession lasting 10, 15, 20 years at the same school anymore as they have in the past? Let's go ahead and start with Coach Harris.
That's a difficult question to answer, to be honest with you. But I think that trend is moving to me answering that question as a no. And I think for me, it all depends on your administrative support, your parent support. All those things kind of tie into a coach having some longevity at a program nowadays, because times have definitely changed. You know, you have parents and you have kids that just think differently. I don't think they are susceptible as working as hard as you did in the past or when I played. Or they even look at, okay, what do I have to put into this to play or have a chance to go to the next level, to go to college? And a lot of them think it's just going to happen. It doesn't happen that way. I can, you know, I tell them that, and they really just don't grasp that point. But I think the key ingredient is the administrative support.
Okay. Coach Buchanan.
When I get into my coaching career, I really truly hope that I'd stay at that school for extended amount of time. But like Coach Harris has said, the times have changed. With the kids and with the administration. But I also think it's a personal choice as well, because I know a couple coaches that have had opportunities to stay at the same school, but a better opportunity has come along, so they had left for greener pastures, I guess. It's basically, what you want to get out of it. If you want to be a high school coach and have that longevity at a school, obviously you have to have the talent and the support at your school, but I think it's definitely something that can happen if you're put in the right situation.
So tell me this, guys, because I know Coach Mueller very well, and I know Coach Duane had the privilege and honor to meet him and kind of get to know him a little bit this year. Tell me now, were those coaches very intense when they were coaching?
Coach Duane was very intense. I think any successful person, businessman, coach, whatever it may be, they're very passionate. They're very intense about what they do. I think you have to have that intangible if you want to be successful. So he was very intense. They had great demands, high expectations. And just like educators today, I just believe if you set the bar high, you know, young people are starving and they want to try to reach those goals and demands. Sadly, they're torn because they may have someone in their home life or someone in their support group just steering them away from reaching those goals or telling them, or it might be too hard, you know, instead of just letting them go get it and, you know, reaching those goals. So that's how I would answer that.
Okay. Coach Buchanan?
Did you ask if Coach Mueller was intense? I couldn't hear your question.
Yeah, it was Coach Mueller an intense coach for, while you were playing for him?
You know, he really wasn't. He was actually the complete opposite, I'd say, but still demanded the respect from his players and from the administration, all that stuff. And, you know, basically his record and longevity speaks for itself. You definitely knew when he was upset with the play that you made or something that you did. But he never really got in my face or any other players' faces. But again, you knew if you messed up, just by the way he'd treat you. And I've coached with Aaron Wimmer, as you know, Scott, and he's actually the complete opposite, you know, very, very intense. And I think it's a great intangible that young coaches are bringing. It just wasn't Coach Mueller's style or mentality.
Okay. So now, see, and this is what I said at the beginning of the show, you know, coaches can bring different approaches to build a team, but most often the lessons are the same. You guys, you know, what if you had to put in words some of the characteristics that you took or some of the life lessons that you took away from your coach, give me two, Doug. What would be the two that you would say, this sums up my experience with Coach?
He believed in me. And he pushed me.
Okay.
He pushed me.
Okay, so maybe confidence and...
Confidence and, you know, motivation.
Okay, excellent. All right. So, Ben?
For Coach Mueller, I'd probably have to say he was very hardworking, and he was very loyal. Very loyal.
Okay, excellent. So we've got two characteristics from each of you that now, as a coach, what do you think that you make sure you pass on, no matter what, every year you make sure one specific lesson is given to the athletes who play for you? Let's go ahead and start with Coach Harris.
I was mentally tough and hardworking.
Okay. Coach Buchanan.
Yeah, I'm going to have to piggyback off of Coach Harris, the hard work. You know, if I'm putting in the time, you know, scouting, you know, preparation for games, going over film, you know, all that stuff that goes along with being a good coach, I think that just rubs down and filters down to the players. And that's something that Coach Mueller did, and that's something that I'm trying to do in my coaching career.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show. You know, I mean, this is a topic that, you know, if we look at this and we've got all these young coaches entering the profession now, they got to hear what's being said here. Make sure these lessons are being taught so the kids who are moving on out of your programs have something tangible that later on in life they can point back to. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show. We got to go back to a commercial break. We'll be back in a few seconds. You're listening to the Coach's Corner on America, or VoiceAmericaSports.com. We'll be back in a few. Know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it. Something happening, yeah.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News, opinion, passion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know, today's topic, what did you learn from your high school coach? You know, really this topic, I have to say I dedicate this show to my high school coach, Ken Bell, out of Buena Park High School in California. You know, that man really did a great deal to shape me when I was younger without me realizing it. And my coach is a very intense individual. And he was probably 5'6", 5'7", if that, bald, not completely, but, you know, pretty much losing his hair, was our tennis coach as well, but was one of the most intense individuals I've ever been around. And you could tell, looking back now, how much he loved the game of basketball. And, I mean, I can still hear at times in my head him, you know, yelling in the gym, "Damn it, Lovely," you know. And it reminds me now of what I'm thinking as I'm watching games and what I'm thinking when I'm watching my kids. It's like, you know, he was more of a thinking coach than I ever gave him credit for, and I did not realize it until I started coaching. You know, it wasn't reactive, that he wasn't a reactionary coach. He was always thinking and asking you to execute and do things in a way that would get you the success you wanted, but we didn't understand it at the time. And so his push for us seemed hard, but it wasn't as hard now looking back as we thought it was because of our youth. And so I want to tip my hat to him because, you know, he taught me discipline. He did teach me how to be proud of myself. He did teach me how to sacrifice for everyone else. He taught me how to have honor, how to how to display duty to the team and to the group, and have loyalty to the school and to the people I was working with, togetherness, and how to blend in as a team, and how to sacrifice myself for the benefit of the team. He taught me how to be dependable, how to show up even when I didn't want to. And he told us and he taught us how to work together as a group. And, you know, the one thing that I guess as I look at this, I'm not a yeller and a screamer, but I'm very cerebral in my approach to the game, because I've been shaped that way by some of the coaches that I was able to work for and under in my career as I became interested in coaching and you know, as a young coach working for Coach John Mayberry, working for actually going back and working for Coach Ken Bell, you know, working with you know, all the different coaches, Coach Jim Herrick, you know, tip my hat to him and thank him for all the hours and time that he spent in my ear teaching me the game and giving me perspective. You know, all of these guys, you know, spent time telling me and teaching me how to shape and work with and mold young men and understanding the game, which is important. So I want to thank those guys, and it's, finally I have an opportunity to do so in a forum that I think is befitting to those gentlemen. You know, I've had coaches that didn't need to take time with me, that took time with me to give me input and to provide me with mentorship and leadership and information to grow as a coach. And so, you know, I feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to spend time with coaches like John Mayberry, Ken Bell, you know, Pat Riley, John Wooden, Jim Herrick, and all the other coaches that I was very fortunate and blessed to be around. So those guys teaching the lessons of life using the game of basketball. And so if you're an athlete, understand that sometimes you have to look beyond the way the message might be being delivered to understand what the message might be. Understand that your coach is there not to make you feel less than, but to make you better than. And understand that these lessons will come back to you later on in life, and you're going to go, oh, okay, now I get it. It'll transfer over in corporate America. It'll transfer over in your development of your family. It'll transfer over into your relationships with other people. So that's just, you know, I mean, this show is all about the positive impacts that coaches can have on you regardless of your perspective at the time, because all of us come from a position of, well, I wish he hadn't yelled at me, because I didn't enjoy it when Coach Bell was yelling at me. I didn't enjoy it when he was chewing on his coffee cup and we were doing layups. You know, I didn't enjoy some of those times, but at the same time, I look back now and it just, I have tremendous feelings towards that man and appreciate him. As a matter of fact, he's still in my phone today. I still know his phone number, as do all the other guys that have played for him. You know, we knew the man loved us, and that's the key. We knew he loved us, so how he delivered his messages, we looked past that and just dealt with the message itself. So what did you learn from your high school coach? That's it. You know, I mean, how to be strong, how to have thick skin, because those are all things that you need in life. You know, next week's show is going to start I think it's going to be a series of shows. I think it's going to be two shows. We're going to take on a very serious topic that is taking the front page news, dealing with issues around the state and around the nation, actually, and the impacts of concussions on athletes and how that has become a major story, and the growing awareness of how concussions are impacting athletes, not just on the short term, but on the long term. You know, we personally have had some issues over at Highland with a couple athletes that had some concussions, football and basketball, and the lasting effects. We're going to have a couple parents that are going to join us and help us shine the light on some of the things that are going on, the side effects of the concussions, the side effects of not noticing it right away, and how to prevent kids from having lasting effects of a concussion. You know, when you think about concussions, you think about pro athletes and, you know, 250-pound guys hitting 190-pound receivers and causing concussions. Well, it happens at all levels, and it doesn't take a ferocious hit to cause a concussion. But we're going to talk to some parents. We're going to talk to some athletes. We're even going to talk to a couple doctors and trainers about this subject. So you're going to want to tune in for that. This is the Coach's Corner. We're wrapping up another hour. I want to say thank you to our guests, Doug Harris, Coach Commander King, and assistant coach over at Chaparral High School, Coach Ben Buchanan, one of the hot upcoming assistant coaches in the state. I want to thank them for joining us. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. Remember, leave it better than you found it. We're out. Peace.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.